We don't see ticks in winter, and that's a good thing. It means there's almost no chance of contracting Lyme disease, the most common vector-borne disease in the temperate zone. Lyme disease is caused by a bacterium which spreads through the bite of certain tick species. In humans, Lyme disease can have serious symptoms, though if correctly diagnosed, it may be effectively treated. Already found in Europe, Asia, and throughout much of North America, Lyme disease is a rapidly emerging infectious disease here in Canada. In 2003, Canada reported 30 cases. By 2012, the case count had increased to over 300. Sadly, the actual numbers of Lyme disease cases in Canada is estimated to be three times higher than the reported cases. And in the next decade, as the ticks responsible for Lyme disease move into our most densely populated areas, those numbers are expected to increase markedly. It is estimated that by 2020, the economic cost of reported Lyme disease cases in Canada will reach $8 million annually for cases diagnosed early in medical costs alone. Incalculable personal costs accompany the trauma of infection. In Ottawa last December, a federal provincial territorial committee agreed to collaborate on Lyme disease. Their action plan includes a coordinated public awareness plan, examination of current guidelines from a clinical laboratory and treatment perspective. They will also develop predictive methods to identify how Lyme disease is spreading in Canada. Since 2006, through the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, or CIHR, the Government of Canada has invested over $4.5 million for Lyme disease research. We have also launched a Lyme Disease Action Plan, which increased support for research and prevention efforts. Because the health and safety of Canadians is important to the federal government, it is working with all parties on a national strategy to keep as many Canadians aware and disease-free. We want to make certain that provinces and territories have the tools they need so that action can be taken quickly and effectively on Lyme disease. On March the 3rd, 2014, Member of Parliament Elizabeth Mays, Private Members Bill C-442, an act respecting a national Lyme disease strategy, came up for debate in the House of Commons. The proposed elements of the bill are, first of all, a national medical surveillance program to track incidence rates and associated economic costs of Lyme disease. Secondly, guidelines regarding prevention, identification, treatment, and management of Lyme disease. And thirdly, standardized educational materials to increase national awareness about Lyme disease and enhance its prevention, identification, treatment, and management. The government will vote in favor of C-442 to support its passage to committee for further study. We will also seek amendments to make sure that provincial and territorial jurisdictions are respected. Our existing action plan on Lyme disease already addresses the key elements of the national strategy proposed in Bill C-442. Surveillance, prevention and control, research and diagnosis, and engagement, education and awareness. Lyme disease, left unchecked, is crippling and debilitating. Above all, it is puzzling. As of yet, there is limited scientific evidence to explain why some patients suffer from lingering symptoms. A vital part of future federal efforts will be to undertake further research, seek better diagnostic methods, and better understand how to treat its long-term symptoms. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.